302. SMS Early Breakfast on 31702.
From launching a website that points consumers to the nearest doctor who can see them immediately, and founding two other technology startups, of which one was a world first concept. Sharon's dream to reality story is one that will make any budding entrepreneur motivated to push just a little bit harder to achieve their dreams. You know that feeling when you wake up at 6 a.m.? Okay, we don't know that feeling because we wake up much earlier. But feeling like you have been hit by a train only to experience frustration at having to wait until 10 a.m. or even later to find out if you can get a doctor's appointment. This is partly what prompted a young Cape-based entrepreneur, Sharon Ahmad, to launch RecoMed, a website that points you to the nearest doctor who can see you immediately, which I think is phenomenal. Let us get on the line. Shireen Ahmad, a very good morning to you and welcome to the Early Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Lebo. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. So explain to us, what exactly is it, RecoMed?
Yes, RecoMed is the largest online healthcare booking platform in South Africa. It allows consumers to easily find, book and review any healthcare practitioner online instantly with no phone calls or paperwork at 2 a.m. or 6 a.m. in the morning right from their bedroom.
So it's not a healthcare provider itself. It just is like a network of healthcare providers.
Absolutely not. I mean, what we do is no more a service provider than what TripAdvisor does for healthcare.
Mm.
Any number of huge internet platforms that really exist to provide access to a lot of choice for the consumer, because that's what the internet's all about. It's about bringing the choice of thousands and thousands of options to people's fingertips and making it easy, working in a way that people expect it to work. I want to go online and see who's around me in my area. I want to see their photos. I want to see their qualifications and then make a decision. And then secondly, instant booking from your phone or from your computer right then and there. So it's no different to how you'd expect to book a flight online or a hotel or make any kind of other decision using apps and websites that are available today at your fingertips.
So take us through your entrepreneurial journey and how you actually came to this point. How did it all begin?
Yeah, well, that's a very long and painful question.
We need to know because, you know, when you see people successful, it always seems like it was an overnight thing. And I think people who are looking to be entrepreneurs need to know and understand that it is a long and painful journey.
Absolutely. And every overnight success is at least 5 years in the making. And that's really been the story of my career. I don't think any entrepreneur who's achieved any modicum of success, which is possibly a business that's been really well funded or has reached its first million users or whatever those metrics are that you define success, you wouldn't find an entrepreneur calling themselves successful. So I certainly don't see myself successful. What I see is we're on a great journey, and it's a reward and it's a pleasure. And why we wake up every morning is to say, well, we get to continue building a dream and continuing to deliver a service to more and more people, and that's really rewarding. But on the way, it's really difficult. And in terms of overnight success, it's often a case of pushing a boulder up a hill because you're always trying to achieve the next milestone. Initially, it could be, I have this idea and I need to flesh it out and get a partner.
Yes.
Then it could be, I need to get that first investor on board who believes in it, who can help me quit my job and pay salaries and do this. And that's difficult. And then it's about, okay, we need more investors to join that original investor because she's out of money and we need to find new partners. And then we're going to get customers and revenue. And it changes every 6 months. And it's really a case of staying alive, keeping the lights on so that you don't shut down, so you can continue to fight another day. It's incredibly rare to have that story where your business is building itself and you're along for the ride. You almost never hear about that. And then one day you wake up and all of a sudden your business has a reasonable amount of revenue, it's got happy customers, and you've got this amazing team. And maybe if you're lucky, you're able to understand that, hey, if I don't show up at the office today, and I decide to go and sit on the beach and look at the ocean and contemplate life, the company will still run and there isn't a complete crisis to solve. And that's the true story of entrepreneurship. And you know, the day you can wake up and say that, you're successful. But you know what? No entrepreneur is ever going to sit on the beach and look at the ocean. But it's nice to know you can once in a while.
Yes, that is so true. That is a life we're all dreaming of. So how can people get in touch with you? What are the details of your website and social media?
Our website is www.recomed.co.za, R-E-C-O-M-E-D. My personal address is Sharan, S-H-E-R-A-A-N, at recomed.co.za. You know, I invite anyone out there to get in touch. We love feedback and we love to interact with people. And really, we're building the service for all South Africans, for many millions of people all over the country. So feedback is really welcome and appreciated.
Thank you so, so much for the conversation, Sharan Ahmad, Young Entrepreneur in 2017 Sanlam Enterprise Development Program participant on the Early Breakfast Show.